Well, we thank the Lord for his faithfulness to us and all of his help and goodness. I've been encouraged with the scriptures concerning David. I'd like to look in that a little bit this morning. 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter and the 17th verse. Said, and Jesse said unto David his son, take now for thy brethren an ephah of this parched corn, and these 10 loaves, and run to the camp to thy brethren, and carry these 10 cheeses unto the captain of their 1,000, and look how thy brethren fare, and take their pledge. Now Saul and they, and all the men of Israel were in the valley of Elah, fighting with the Philistines. David rose up early in the morning and left the sheep with the keeper, and took and went as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the trench as the host was going forth to the fight and shouted for the battle. For Israel and the Philistines had put the battle in array, army against army. And David left his carriage in the hand of the keeper of the carriage and ran into the army and came and saluted his brethren. And as he talked with them, behold, there came up the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistines, and spake according to the same words. And David heard them. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were sore afraid. And the men of Israel said, have ye seen this man that has come up? Surely to defy Israel is he come up. And it shall be that the man who killeth him, the king will enrich him with great riches, and will give him his daughter, and make his father's house free in Israel. And David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine, and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? And the people answered him after this manner, saying, so shall it be done to the man that killeth him. And Eliab, his eldest brother, heard when he spake unto the men, and Eliab's anger was kindled against David. And he said, why camest thou down hither? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thine heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. And David said, what have I now done? Is there not a cause? And he turned for him toward another and spake after the same manner, and the people answered him again after the former manner. And when the words were heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for him. And David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. David goes on, he mentions about how the Lord helped him slay a lion and a bear that came against the flock. But I want to notice how different things on these scriptures that bring out, one of the first things I want to look and notice that David was sent there by, really by God, through his father Jesse. But that time, that occasion, that was kind of right at the end of the 40 days that Goliath had been challenging Israel every day. And I believe David realized at that time that the Lord had called him there for that time and for that purpose. But any time we have Anytime there's a battle, I think about how verse 28, Eliab's brother came against him. And then Saul told him, you're not able to do this. It seems like any time there's a battle, the enemy is right there to accuse, to crush down, to keep us from progressing or stepping forward. And Lord, help us today. I feel very challenged. Help me to have the courage that David had in facing his giant. We all face giants. We all face things that are too big for us. But David, you know, he didn't, even though he was young, he was the youngest brother. And then when Saul was going to give him his daughter in marriage, he said, who am I? You know, my family's one of the poorest families, and he was the youngest son of the poor family. You know, there was a lot of things that David could have said. He could have just fell under that and said, maybe I'm not the one. Maybe I shouldn't go face Goliath. And that was what was challenged to me, is that we look beyond our inefficiencies, our insecurities, our failures of the past, and be able to face and ask God to help us to face the giants that we come in contact with, that we meet. And sometimes they're going to be just as threatening as a Goliath. They're going to seem big. They're going to seem large. But David said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? And he didn't, I feel like sometimes our weaknesses and our failures and our idiosyncrasies, whatever you want to call it, sometimes that blinds us from being able to see God and see the power of God. Sometimes we look at our own human strength and our own human abilities and we say, I can't do it. And God wants us to look beyond that. I believe David did that. He looked beyond himself. He wasn't depending upon himself. Goliath was depending upon himself. He was depending upon all of his experience. He was depending upon his great height, his great stature, his great strength. He was depending upon those things to help him. But David wasn't looking to that. And he mentions, he said in verse 45, he said, then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee. And I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beast of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. He had confidence to believe that God would help him, that God would deliver him. And I don't understand altogether. He got 5 stones. Maybe he thought if he missed on the first one, he'd have another chance. I don't know. It only took one. But I believe the Lord, he slung that in the name of the Lord, and I believe the Lord caused that stone to hit its mark, to hit its target. You know, the Lord can help us when we don't have ability, when we don't have strength, when we don't have what we feel like maybe we need. And you know, sometimes, or maybe I should say many times, God doesn't want us to feel sufficient anyway. Because he wants us to depend upon him. He wants us to depend upon his strength, his ability, his greatness, his might. And if we could just face our giants like that in the name of God, with the confidence the Lord has, you know, we look back in our lives and we can see places that God helped us. We see areas where he answered prayer. We see places that he brought us through when it looked like there was, I know on my spiritual journey, there's been time to look like I was going down. It looked like I didn't know if I was going to be able to make it. But somehow God came through and helped. And he does that. So let's not be discouraged this morning. Let's believe and have faith and confidence. I'm glad it's not our strength. I'm glad it's not our ability. I'm glad it's not our wisdom or our intellect. Because I would be at the very bottom of the line. But the Lord has promised to help those that put their trust in him, that look to him, that lean upon him. God has promised. So Lord, give us today, give us courage to face our giants, whatever they are. There's a lot of giants in life that we face. And you and I can step forward in the name of the Lord with the confidence that David had. I believe we can. With the confidence that David had that God will keep his promises, he'll be faithful, and he'll help. I realize sometimes there's a temptation to find our battles in our own strength and our own human what we can do. And I believe that's represented when Saul tried to arm David with his armor. You know, he put all this heavy armor that he wasn't used to using that. And that's just a human, you know, well, here, you need this. But he didn't. He said, I can't go in these. I haven't proved them. I haven't tried this. And he put them off from him and he went with a sling and with a stone. How God had been blessing him with that. But there is a temptation to fight our battles. And maybe you have too, but I've been in conflict and spiritual battles, thinking about what's the next move, what's going to happen, and struggling and feeling the pressure and feeling the heat. And all of a sudden, Lord, I need to take this to you in prayer. Have you ever been there? You find yourself, you're fighting, you're struggling, and you're trying to resist, and you're fighting your battle, and then all of a sudden you realize, hey, the Lord is there. I've got the Lord to lean up on. I've got the Lord to help me through this crisis, through this battle. Sometimes we just kind of react and we start into conflict and start fighting. But Lord, help us today to realize that it's not our strength, it's not our ability, but the Lord is an enabler. He can enable us. He can give us things to fight with. He can give us things. Sometimes it's just I've had different times when it's just a phrase in the words of a song that would go in my mind. There's been at times too that I've been struggling and in conflict and fighting battles, and all of a sudden I've caught myself singing a song or singing a phrase or a verse of a song. And then I got, where did that come from? That's the Holy Spirit. You know, it's so subtle, sometimes we don't realize the Lord's presence sometimes. And then I wake up and say, well, Lord, that's exactly what I need. And I start singing it stronger and stronger and over and over. And it just gives, you know, when it's the Word of God and when it's from the Lord, it just puts strength in your heart, in your spirit, to be able to face the enemy. But I want to read just another little bit here in Romans, the 4th chapter. Book of Romans, the 4th chapter. We could read verse 16. It says, therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Those things that be not, in other words, it's not that way, but he's counting them as it was, as it were. Those things which be not as though they were. Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. But that stood out to me, counting those things that were not as though they were. Who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, who against hope, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old. You know, the things that God has promised, has spoken, he is able to fulfill. But he didn't look at his weakness. He didn't look and falter through unbelief, but he believed and he trusted God that God was able to fulfill. You know, Abraham waited a long time for that promise to come true, and there was a lot of years he could have just walked away and said, I don't believe it, it ain't happening. But he didn't do that. Counted those things that were not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope. There are just many things in life that will tell us it's not true, it's not going to happen, it's impossible. There are just so many things that can bombard our faith and discourage us and cause us to be discouraged with God hearing and answering prayer. And we don't want to give in to those things. David could have done that. He could have said, oh, Eliab, you're right, I'm going back home. Saul, you're right, I'm going back home. What are the giants in our life today? Lord, help us. David ran to meet Goliath. He went forward. Lord, help us encourage, inspire our faith to do the same thing, that we'll step forward towards our giants, towards the things that want to destroy us, the things that want to consume us. We can step forward in those things. He also mentioned there, he said that God, in verse 17, even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. So Lord, help us today to be... One song talks about it, says, regarding not what I may see. There are a lot of things that we see. There are a lot of things that affect, that will affect our faith if we let it. Regarding not what I may see, my faith, O Lord, ascends to Thee. I believe the Lord is able to help us. And I want to, you know, Goliath wasn't as bad as he thought he was he? You know, sometimes those giants are not quite what they appear to be in our minds. I know the enemy, I don't know how tall Goliath was. He's probably, I wrote it down in one Bible, but I don't have that. I don't know, 9 feet, 10 feet, I don't know how tall. He was a big man. But the bigger they are, the harder they fall, right? But the enemy can come in and make our giants look like they're totally insurmountable. Like this is where we're going to die in our faith. But they can come down, those giants. Sometimes it's our personal struggles. Sometimes it's things that are out in front of us, whatever it may be. The enemy tries to blow those things up just so big, so out of proportion to us. But God is still in the business of bringing down giants this morning. And I'm thankful that David, he trusted in God. And there's a lot of inspiring things in the Bible, but that is one of the real inspirations, the story of David and Goliath. How David, against what looked like odds, and he went forward in the name of God, in the name of the Lord. We want to face our giants that way, in the name of the Lord. Invoking the name of Jesus, invoking salvation, salvation's plan, the promises of God. We want to be able to face our giants that way. And I believe God will bring them down. And David, he didn't, you know, when that stone smote him and that giant, the giant fell, said he fell flat on his face. David didn't stop there, did he? It said the stone sunk into his forehead. I don't think he was going to get up very quick. But David made sure he wasn't going to get up very quick. It said he went, took the enemy's sword, the very thing that was for his life, that would have been bathed with his blood. He took that thing, he stood on the giant. I think he gave him one big whack. And it totally defeated the giant. Lord, help us today. We can have, to me, that's saying that we can have total, sound victory, complete. And when the Philistines saw that their giant was dead, they fled. They took off running, and the children of Israel chased them, and a great battle was won. You know, there's still some great victories to win for the Lord in our day, in our time. Lord, help us to be willing to face and to step out and face the giants that present themselves to us. All the accusations that the enemy has, resist those things. Be able to say, I believe God is going to help me. He's promised help. He's promised aid and strength and blessing. And I want to face my giant. And I believe we can overcome the giants that face us today. Anyway, I hope this is a... I just read that and it just seemed like it inspired, encouraged me. It has many, many times when I've read that. But the Lord was with David. The Lord was watching over David. He was with him. And I believe the Lord's with us too. I believe the presence of the Lord is with us. I believe He'll watch over us and He'll help us and He'll give us victory. But we want to step forward in faith. We want to believe. If the devil can get us giving up on God, giving up hope, he's got something over on us if he gets us down that way. We want to shake ourselves and believe that God is able. He is the great enabler today. He can help us do things that we can't do in our own strength, in our own ability. I believe there in Hebrews 11th chapter. You know, when you read the Old Testament victories, New Testament too, they were outnumbered. Gideon was outnumbered. When it looked like, you know, just according to things that appeared, they were outnumbered. They were overwhelmed. But through faith in God, God made the difference. God way surpassed the difference. Hebrews 11:6, it says, but without faith it is impossible to please Him, for he that cometh to God must believe that He is, that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And that one verse that kind of came to my mind, it said, let's see if I can see it. It said, out of weakness we're made strong. Can somebody find that?
Verse 34.
Thank you. Verse 34. Yeah. Quenched, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness were made strong. Waxed valiant, fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Out of weakness were made strong. You know, that's what the Lord told Gideon. He had too many people. You got too many people. Send them home. Now, how would you feel? You know, we want to get as many as we can on our side, don't we? But he said, you've got too many. Send them home. And many battles were that way, where they were outnumbered. They were just... But God was more than what they needed. Can we believe that this morning? And trust that God, out of weakness, can make us strong. And He can cause us to triumph through Him. So let's not look at our inabilities. Let's not look at our failures of the past, those things that would want to say, no, you can't overcome. But let's look at God. Look at what He can do. Look at the help that He can give, that He's promised to us. And I believe the Lord will help us and cause us. And I believe we'll see those giants just topple over. They're not as big and bad as they thought they were, because God's grace is sufficient for our every need. Appreciate your attention this morning.